Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of May, 2012. May the 14th, 1787, was the day on which the Constitutional Convention was scheduled to convene in Philadelphia. They were going to correct the flaws of the Article of Confederation and form a more perfect union. There was great concern over the Articles. They didn't provide against foreign attacks or defend against encroachments or secure harmony between the states. George Washington said the Articles were liable to be overturned by every blast. But when May the 14th arrived, only 8 of the 55 delegates were there. There was some bad weather. They were held up. By May the 25th, there were finally enough delegates present, 30 of them, and things got started. One of the first things the Constitutional Convention established was a rule of secrecy, that nothing spoken in the House be printed or communicated without leave. They required the windows to stay shut with heavy draperies. And there was hot weather that summer, so it was uncomfortable for the delegates who were formally dressed and bewigged and powdered. The first big argument was about representation. The Federalists from the large wealthy states believed that the share in government should be based on wealth and population. The Anti-Federalists from the smaller states believed each state should have an equal say. Neither of them would back down. And finally, the Connecticut Compromise, a bicameral legislature. In the upper house, the Senate, each state would have 2 votes, proportional representation in the lower house. They also worked out whether the presidency would be a single office or divided among 3 people, what would constitute an impeachable offense, how federal judges were to be appointed. It took them 4 months, but they produced the United States Constitution, and 39 of them signed it. It was on this day in 1796 the first safe smallpox vaccine was administered. It was a devastating illness. In the 18th century alone, it claimed the lives of 60 million people. It was Edward Jenner, an English doctor, who heard a milkmaid brag that she could never catch smallpox because she'd already caught cowpox, which was related to smallpox but was much milder. So Jenner injected fluid from a cowpox sore into the arm of James Phipps, 8 years old, and 6 weeks later injected him again, this time with live smallpox, and the boy showed no symptoms. Jenner called the practice vaccination, after the Latin word vacca, for cow. Here's a poem for today by Marilyn Donnelly, On Mondays. On Mondays, when the museums are closed and a handful of guards look the other way or read their newspapers, all of the figures step out of golden frames to stroll the quiet halls or visit among old friends. Picasso's twisted ladies rearrange themselves to trade secrets with the languid odalisques of Matisse, while sturdy Rembrandt men shake the dust from their velvet tams and talk shop. Voluptuous Renoir women take their rosy children by the hand to the water fountains, where they gossip while eating Cézanne's luscious red apples. Even Van Gogh, in his tattered yellow straw hat, seems almost happy on Mondays when the museums are closed. Marilyn Donnelly's poem On Mondays from Coda, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, offering online review monitoring and management services for businesses that know the importance of online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble. Designed for bedtime reading, Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off. Available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.